this is a reward for the end of the video. I should be on the cut right now. But then I was like, oh man, I forgot to eat dinner because I was just recording that graduating from college in 3 years video because I think my work day ended at 5 and then it was like 6 p.m. or something. And I had the idea to make that video because I watched the introverted, whatever the guy's called, the introverted something video, whatever his channel's called. Oh, yeah, I should look at what it is so that I don't get it wrong. Introverted Madness. Yeah. So Introverted Madness. I watched his video and he was talking about he has a lot of videos where he's crapping on Stanford and the CS program and it's crapping on the Silicon Valley life and all that sort of thing. But anyway, yeah, so I was watching that, so I was inspired by his video to be like, you know, I graduated from college in 3 years, so I can make a video on graduating college in 3 years. So I was like, okay, I made a video on graduating college in 3 years. But then before I knew it, I didn't think it would take as long to edit this as I did because I wanted to screenshot a bunch of different things, and then I realized that because my computer's 1440p, that I wanted it to be like easier to see the courses that I was showing on the spreadsheet. So the spreadsheet wasn't like zoomed in enough. So I was like, okay, now I gotta take a picture of every single thing there. And then I like want to post pictures of things to like further explain the thing that I was talking about because, you know, just talking about something just in words without an extra like visual to tell people is kind of hard to get around. So I was like, okay, what information do I need at minimum in order for someone to watch this and be like, okay, he's gotten all the stuff. So that was a fun experience to work on that. And I don't know, it got me really excited about making more content, doing that. I can totally understand the like content brain of the YouTube people where it's like, okay, what could be a video idea out of that and a video idea out of that and that and that and that. And I was like, oh my God, I've got to talk about every school experience I've ever had. I've got to talk about everything in my life that's ever happened, that sort of thing. And I totally understand how people go overboard with that because they're leaning super hard into the parasocial part. So yeah, I'm gonna try to not exactly do that, but you know, there's still gonna be sides of doing that because there might be a story where I'm like, oh, we should tell this story. But the issue is, I care enough about privacy of other individuals that you have to be careful how you toe the line with whatever story you're telling or something like that. So yeah, that's kind of how I am. That's why I don't like the vlogging in real life. That kind of, I don't know, it just seems so anathema because you're not able to stay in the moment. Like as soon as you take that phone camera out and start recording things, it just doesn't feel like you're there anymore. So that annoys me. But anyway, so because I spent so much time on that, I didn't actually eat dinner in my normal fasting window. So the fasting window would have been something like from noon to 8. And it's 10:30 now, so I was like, "Oh my God, I want to eat something so badly." So I'm definitely cheating because I should the for the sake of the cut, it'd be better if I didn't eat more. For the sake of my mouth pleasure, I got McDonald's because I was like, "Okay, it's only 2:50 or something like that for a McChicken," and then I had enough points because I go to McDonald's too often, but I had enough points to be able to get large fries with that. So I'll eat that afterward. But yeah, the main thing to talk about in this podcast was that feeling of, what I was talking about before of like feeling content brained. There was a moment about editing for that college video where I was in the zone about it, where it's just like, okay, now I've got to do this thing next. Now I've got to do this thing next. Now I've got to do this thing next. There wasn't really a part of me that was like, when is this going to be over? When is the time to clock out, sort of thing. I just didn't have that feeling at all. I was just in it. And I was like, whoa, okay, that's so interesting because I just kept doing, again, I know people describe flow state all the time, so I'm not unique in describing flow state, but I'm also gonna describe my experience with it, which was, felt like, oh, I have to do this step now. I have to do this step now. I have to do this step. As I was watching the video, I was just watching the video and being like, okay, what do I want to be here if I were watching it. And then I was like, okay, now I gotta do this. Now I gotta add this photo and this photo and this photo. And it was literally just adding a bunch of pictures. Like, that was the majority of the editing, was figuring out what thing to take a picture of and what thing to put in the edit and where to align it so that it didn't look like funky, and then adding text where I need to add text, that sort of thing. So it was like the simplest editing job ever, but it was like so nice that it didn't feel like work at all. It just felt like it was flowing really well. And I think one of the issues that I've been having with so I want to make more video content that's not just a podcast, because the podcast is just me ranting. So that being low production isn't the biggest deal in the world to me. Whereas something like a video essay is something that takes a lot more work, because this was originally going to be a podcast idea. But then it turned into a video idea, of the online role models I've had throughout my life, where it's like, oh, okay, so there's different YouTubers that I watched at different phases of my life. And then even off of YouTube, there were various people from Quora that also I was reading a lot of. And that influenced my direction a lot when it came to being in college and career. Planning for career stuff. So there's a lot of things about the internet that have benefited my life directionally. And I want to be able to talk about that, but I feel like the podcast format isn't the best format to talk about it, because it doesn't actually, it's not it's not what I have in my head of how it should be represented. I think one of the things that I've realized about the podcast is that when you're just talking, you in front of the camera, obviously the audience doesn't see what's in your head. And you know, that's such an obvious fact, but it's like one thing that you're able to do through video, and I'm sure directors and film creators will talk about this endlessly, but yeah, one thing you're able to do through video is to show to other people what's in your head, as close an approximation of what you have in your head as possible. It might not be exactly correct, because you know your editing skill might not be there. Your I think for a video essay, it's probably mostly editing skill, because I'm not going to be doing much camera work. So yeah, it'd be that sort of thing where the editing skill is just not where you want it to be. And I think the issue with developing that video is that I have an image in my head of what I want that video to be, and I know for a fact that I will not live up to that image. So it's that perfectionist attitude that kind of leaves me hanging. Whereas when I was recording that college video, where it's like, oh, graduating college in 3 years, it was there were just such a lower stakes for it, where I just didn't have the same sort of like, oh, this needs to be perfect. It just needed to exist was the place that was in. Whereas the other video, I'm like, I don't even think I've written a paragraph for the script in that, because there's so many reps that I'll need to do to make it work. Where when I'm talking in the podcast format, I don't feel the need to be as perfect with everything. I don't feel the need to have perfect intonation with everything. And maybe I should do that, but then you end up with the perfectionist attitude on the podcast. And if you end up with the perfectionist attitude on the podcast, then you won't be generating content. So the podcast should more or less function as something that doesn't need to be as high production. And then you'll get better over time, because as you speak more, you'll get more of the reps in. Like, I already feel better at episode, we're on 11 now than I felt at the earlier ones. With recording. So I feel like you just get in the groove of like, this is the recording environment. This is what we're gonna do today. Whereas when it comes to recording a video essay, I don't think I've ever done something in that format before. So I have to get in the practice of like reading a line and reading the line multiple times until I'm like, that is the take. That's the take for that line. And I feel like I have practice with that in an acting sense. So when I was in high school, middle school through high school, I always did some sort of acting, whether it be drama club or an improv group, or I started with a Shakespeare group. And one of the things that they told us about in the Shakespeare group was that every time you say your lines, it should be different than the time before. So each performance should never be exactly the same, because you've gotten such like fluency with the lines that you're able to like manifest it in different ways. And I got in the habit of doing that quite a lot, where I'd be practicing my lines, and I'd be practicing my lines in a bunch of varieties of ways with different expressions and all that sort of thing. But the one thing I didn't do is I didn't record myself. So it's one of those things where you're gonna have to get used to hearing your voice over and over and over again, and being like, oh my God, this is shit, this is shit, this is shit. And the pummeling that you're gonna take from having recorded yourself so many damn times, trying to do the same line. And I'm sure that's how voice actors feel all the time. But even voice actors, like, again, they hear it in like the headphones, but hearing it, having to play it back to be the person editing over and over and over, I think there's a certain madness that'll come with that. And then it'll be annoying, because you're gonna write the script, and then when you're reading the script, you're gonna be like, this doesn't sound like I would speak. Like, the writing voice might not be the same as my speaking voice, and then I'll feel like it's unnatural. And then, yeah, there's so many things that I'm nervous about in trying to make that video work. And that's why that moment of making that college video was so important, because it was something that was lower stakes, so you didn't worry as much about all the things that it had to do. And have to be content with that. Either I have to shelve the idea until I get to the point that it can be generated well, or I just have to do it no matter how bad it's going to be, because it won't live up to the platonic ideal of what I have in my head. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. But I have to write the bloody script. I think with the college one, I didn't have to write as much of a script for it, because I was just going from memory. So so it's that sort of thing where the expectation is higher when you're expected to like show your work. So yeah, that's basically where I'm at with that. I don't think I have anything else to talk about on that topic. So I hope to do more things that involve talking about experiences with school and stuff, because I feel like that'll be helpful in the same way it was helpful for young me when I was watching YouTube videos as a kid. Because I remember I was watching guys that were in high school when I was in middle school, and then guys that were in college when I was in high school, and then guys that are just adults when I'm an adult. Like, I feel like most people that I watch now are like 30 and up. The amount of young people that I listen to online is pretty low. Unless I'm watching things for pure entertainment, then you might get in there. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. All right. Like the video if you like it. Dislike it if you dislike it. Leave a comment letting me know why you like or dislike said video. And I will see you all next time. Bye bye. Where introverted, oh my God, what was it? Introverted trouble? Stanford? Stanford, who is this man?